If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm so excited to be back on this platform. This is my first full week back to work fully since being on maternity leave. The last few weeks I've had to manage being home with the baby still and trying to ease my way back to work. But this week, my big one went to pre-K and my baby started with our nanny. So mama got her days back and I'm excited. I'm so excited to be talking to my clients again. I'm back on social media now for a little bit because I don't really like Instagram like that. So I'll probably hop back off at some point. But I'm very excited to be back. I'm still adjusting to this new transition of life and this new schedule of mine. But I'm going to be doing more on like YouTube to show that in real time. But I'm excited to be back. Something that happened last week within the society, I don't even think I got to tell y'all here on the podcast, but if you're on my email list, then you know, we did a challenge within the society called the Business Blitz. So the purpose was to just really put all of our effort into seeking God and ending this year the way that He wants us to end it. Not getting caught up in this toxic entrepreneurship culture, because that's what it is, right? It's the grind. You exert all of this effort. Even when it comes to faith-based settings, it really just gets on my nerves how people love to incorporate faith in their online conversations as a way to manipulate God. And it just does not work. We can't manifest God's will outside of God's timing. We can't manifest God's presence. God chooses when His presence is manifested. We can't just recite a bunch of things, even if they're consistent with the promises of God biblically, and think that that means it's going to speed up our receipt of it. We are servants that are surrendered to God. He is Lord. He is the author and finisher of all things. He is our master. He understands what we don't understand. And it's our job to get in line, especially as it relates to our businesses. And so I wanted to do this challenge within the society because I'm like, we got to get back focused. It's so easy to get swept up into comparison and all of the things, but we got to get back focused and surrender. So we did that for a week, which was amazing. If you know, you know. And the session that I did, though, was a journaling session about surrendering your anxiety around business. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm someone who's also had anxiety around business in every stage of business. Earlier on, it was anxiety because I didn't know what I was doing. As time went on, especially when I started doing business God's way, it was the anxiety of the unknown, because we know that faith is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. So we're constantly walking in a state of partial blindness, in a sense, to where we know what God is calling us to build, but we have no idea when or how it's going to come about beyond whatever pieces He's decided to reveal to us. And that may cause a lot of anxiety. For me, it does if I don't keep my flesh in check. I know one thing I tell my therapist is that I'm always going to do what God says. My resolve is that my decisions are always going to be in alignment with Him. But as I make those decisions, sometimes they're stressful. And even though I've seen what God has done with the yeses that I've given thus far, as my life progresses and the platform grows and I have more children, the stakes become a lot higher. And that's stressful at times. I remember I told my therapist about the tour and how big of a faith jump that was for me. And I often ask myself, like, if God was to tell me to do that again, would I do it? And the answer, of course, is yes, I'll do it. But I'll be really sweating bullets now because there's so much more at stake. It's easier to take some risks when you're young, single, don't have any kids. But at this stage of life, it's different. And so I did this journaling session with them because this is something that I do to keep my flesh in check. And I'm going to teach it to you because I want you to do the same thing. And if you click the link in the show notes, it's going to be a download where you can catch the replay where I'm explaining this to them and also some scriptures surrounding some of the biggest pain points that they express. So a lot of people talked about finances being something that they're anxious about when it comes to their business. A lot of people talked about longevity. Am I really going to be able to create a life off of this idea that God gave me? A lot of them talked about struggling with clarity. Is this God? Is this me? I don't know. Just that internal noise, that back and forth of not knowing if you're doing the thing that God called you to do or if you're doing the thing that you want to do. So all of these things are very, very common. And I wanted to name them out because I'm sure those of you listening have asked yourself these questions as well. So make sure you click the link in the show notes to download that because we had some scriptures that speak specifically to those things.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Now, this exercise is based upon Philippians 4, 6 through 8, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, one that I reference often when my flesh wants to get worried or anxious about something. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, we'll start there, says, "Don't fret for worry, but instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Then before you know it," this is the Message version, and I love how it says before you know it, "a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." And then verse 8, and this part is in the New Living Translation, it says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." So what this scripture does is it gives us encouragement, but it also gives us instructions. So the first thing is, instead of worrying, pray. That's assignment number one, right? Then let petitions, your requests, and you praising God for those requests shape your worries into those prayers and letting God know your concerns. Then before you know it, it's a sense of God's wholeness and everything coming together for good will settle you down. So what this scripture instructs us to do is to shift our focus. Because again, remember in verse 8, it says, "Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." When you are anxious or worried, that means that your attention is divided, that your focus is divided. Because if you're focused on God, if you fix your thoughts on the things that is listed in verse 8, then you don't have to be worried because you're reminding your flesh of who God is, what he said, and you're praising him in advance for it. So that is what this assignment is all about, fixing our focus on God and our faith. Now, based on this scripture, the journal exercise is outlined around the five P's. The first P is pressure, defining what is that area that causes you to be anxious? What is that area that causes you to be tense and puts pressure on you? Write that down, because if you don't deal with it, that's step one for you to start moving outside of the will of God. Most of our sin, which I'm defining as you operating outside of the will of God, starts out by the temptation of us to believe something that's a lie. So when we are believing that we're under financial stress or pressure, and as opposed to believing that our God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory, instead of believing that he is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, we start believing the lie. And just like that, anxiety sleeps in. Just like that, we start making decisions based off of that anxiety. So again, this exercise is for us to fix our focus. Because again, remember, the scripture says, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for your good will come and settle you down. Before you know it, you will experience that peace that surpasses all understanding. So that's the first P, is pressure. The second P is principle. Now, these principles are the principles of the word. You have to know the word of God. And if you don't know it by heart for you to easily recall it, then now is the time for you to look it up to find those scriptures. That's why, and the link in the show notes, when you download the list of scripture references, I'll be able to give you some principles that you can use in this assignment. Next is petition. Ask God for what you want. Ask him, "God, I want you to bless my business financially." Ask. Say it out loud. Then the next P is praise. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for what he said he will do, because God's word will never return back to him void. So get excited about it now. You don't got to wait to see the manifestation of that answered prayer for you to get excited. You can get excited right now, because you're fighting a fixed fight in this world, one that is rigged in your favor because of the God that you serve. So you have to remind yourself of that and act like that. And then the last one is pray. Let all of these things that you've done and written down shape your prayers. And this is something, if you're someone who finds yourself anxious about the same thing often, this is something I want you to do daily. The Bible says to meditate on the word day and night. Do this daily to keep your flesh in check. So I'm going to stop right there. Again, click the link in the show notes to download the list of scripture references, and I'll include the replay of the short session that I did in the society on this. And if you want to join the society, check us out. There's a link in the show notes for a free trial where you can see what we're all about. And that's it for this week's bonus episode. I love you guys. I hope you do this assignment. And I'll see you on Sunday.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.